Jordan, talk to me about the route to the final and how satisfied, obviously satisfied with the results, how satisfied would you be with your side's performances?
Our side's performance now, I have to say, I'm very proud of the lads. Like, we put in hard work, especially training with the senior team. Like, it's been a good year. It's been a hard year, starting early on in the year. I'm happy with the lads. We put in good performances, good sides. We played some good teams. Some good scoring. Now the likes of Dunloe coming up now in the final. It's going to be a hard game. We had a hard game there a couple of weeks back. They gave us a good game, a hard game. Bet us by a good bit now, so they did. Like, you know, so they're going to be a good side now on Saturday, so there.
You mentioned the word scores there. You scored 4 goals and 16 points en route to the final. I think it's Arua you beat.
Yeah.
Who did the bulk of the score on that occasion?
Well, there wasn't a certain person in particular now, so there's not. There's a lot of lads there in the forward line. They're well capable of scoring. I wouldn't say now that there's one particular lad taking all the scores. So now I have to say, every lad up there, the top six, hey, everyone's putting scores on the board. So now I'm happy now with the boys. So yeah.
As team captain, is that something that you enjoy? I see you were number 3. I'm not too sure are you the fullback, but is that something that you really enjoy, being that leader and being the captain yourself?
Of course I am. Like, it's, you know, it's a great privilege to be the captain of the team, 100%. Like, you know, to be leading them lads into such tight games, tough games, like, you know, of 100%, like, it's a privilege, so it is, more than anything else, so it is.
As a young boy growing up, you'd remember lots of hurling games at O'Donnell Park, lots of big football games at O'Donnell Park. What does it mean to you now that the match is in your home ground? I'm sure a proud moment for you and your
does.
Family, leading out your parish at a county final at O'Donnell Park.
Yeah, it does. Look, it means the world to me, but I feel like it wouldn't matter, like, if it was at O'Donnell Park, anywhere else. I feel like this game is going to be a big game regardless. But again, it does. It means the world, like, that is in O'Donnell Park, 100%. Like.
Finally, before I let you go, what's it going to take, Jordan? Have you to get over the line? This hungry, this eager Dunloe team, what's it going to take if you to get over the line on the
shot? It's going to take a lot. We're going to have to dig deep down, 100% deep down to do it. Like, they're a great side, some great players. Again, I can't name out one specific player. Like, they're a great side. Some great scoring going on at the minute throughout their campaign. Like, so it is. It's going to take a lot for us to come out and beat them, but hopefully we can get ourselves over the line and do it.
Delighted to see you. Joining me now is the Dunloe captain, Dunloe captain Nicholas Whirley. Nicholas, talk to me about Dunloe, a relatively new club at Aber level.
Relatively new, yeah. Probably last maybe five, six years maybe. First year we came up, we were in the junior final. I think we were beat that year, came back the following year, won the junior. Struggled then for a couple of years, maybe at senior level, but find our feet now this year at intermediate, so we're going rightly.
How difficult has it been for the hurlers in Dunloe? Because we see the great strides, not just at the adult football level, Dunloe seniors getting to the final last year, but LGFA as well, going well in Dunloe, so there's plenty of room for the hurlers as well, I'm sure.
Yeah, everything's going well. The club's in the right direction, everything's going up. Footballers are going well, both tiers, senior and reserve. But no, hurlers are going rightly now this year, so it's good to reach a final.
He's in the final. He's defeated 4 masters, 3-12 to 13 points. 3-12, not bad scoring in a semi-final. Talk to me, who did the bulk of the scoring?
Yeah, we were 5 down at half-time, though. We were found ourselves behind at half-time, came out, 5 down at half-time, came out and got level straight away. James Harton had scored a goal to start. Richie got a couple of frees. Then just kicked on from there, really. Richie got most of the scores, maybe from frees and that, but James got a goal, or McGonagall got a goal, and say Richie maybe got the third, so, yeah.
Speaking of the name Richie, hey, I was at a hurling game a number of years ago. I think it was Crow Park. He absolutely was man of the match. How fortunate are you guys to have a guy of that calibre and that skill?
Yeah, it's good to have him. He brings everyone on. He takes the best out of everyone. Even at training, like, you're just standing back admiring what he can do. Coaching everyone, like, he's nearly a coach at the end of the day to us. Like, we're looking up to him, us young bucks, and it's a great asset to have.
Being from Dunloe, I'm sure there's a few dual stars on your side, would I be correct in saying?
Yes, probably is. Probably about 6-7 boys there playing the two, hurling and football, so it's not easy to juggle everything, but now we've a week off in football now next week for the hurling final, so it's good.
And what would it mean? Going up them steps.
Yeah.
Shortly after 4:30 to lift the county title on behalf of the people of Dunloe.
Yeah, it'd be great now. Great to take the trophy home after the hard year's work we put in. A few hard games, hard training, cold nights, so long season just, so it'd be good to finish us over with.